I always get very nervous when, in brilliant British understatement, people say there are a lot of things going on and everyone's laughing. Presumably, we're all thinking about the same thing, but we're not actually going to mention it. But clearly, it's been a very busy couple of weeks in the energy space, which is a big part of my portfolio. But I was absolutely adamant that I was going to make it tonight and see you all in this room, in this venue, because I can't think of a more important thing for the UK to be focusing on as we come out of the global pandemic and seek to build back better in that phrase. I'm sure that you'll all be excited by the fact that we have a new science minister in the form of George Freeman, Minister Freeman, who is well known to many of you because he was, I believe he was a colleague of yours in government. And he was the life sciences minister between 2014 and 2016. So I'm delighted that he's part of the team. And I think it's absolutely fitting and right that we're discussing the innovation strategy here at the Royal Academy of Engineering. Now, I think Lord Willetts was extremely kind about this document. I'm very proud of it. But I'm sure that you will recognize, David, some of your thoughts, because actually David produced an excellent document in 2013 for Policy Exchange. It wasn't a government document, so it doesn't fall under the umbrella of boring that you described. And actually, I remember reading this document and thinking, why can't we as a government actually come out with something as clear and as pithy and as focused in many ways as you're thinking all those years ago, 8 years ago. And I was very, very pleased that we managed to come out with the innovation strategy. And it really follows and flows from a lot of the work that you've done in government and others have done in government over a number of years. And the purpose of it really was to answer five fundamental questions which I was always thinking about. And I'll give you a bit of context. I was a junior minister in the department for 18 months, and people talked about innovation the whole time, but I never really got my hands around what it is we were trying to do. There were some great ministers, a great team, but I did think if I were ever made Secretary of State, I would want to make a more fleshed out statement of what an innovation strategy meant. And I was delighted that the Prime Minister appointed me in January, and literally, and my private secretary, whose nose is deep in the very nice menu you've got, will attest to the fact that actually within, I think it was on my third day, so I was appointed on the Friday, and I said we should have an innovation strategy on the Monday as Secretary of State. And I was particularly pleased because she set a date of the 29th of June, which happened to be her 30th birthday. And I'm disappointed that we didn't manage to get it out by then, but within, I think, 2 or 3 weeks of that, we managed to get this innovation strategy out. So I'm very pleased about that. So the five fundamental questions were very simply, you know, what is innovation? What do we mean by it? Why is it good? How do we promote it? Which areas, if any, should we focus our innovation efforts on? And the fifth question was, you know, what does this all mean for Britain in 2035, in the medium term? And I think the document doesn't answer all those questions in a final and utterly comprehensive way, but it does give some interesting answers to those questions. And I've always said these documents are really a starting point. They're not the be-all and end-all. They don't have, you know, that sort of religious authority in terms of a scriptural text. They're not designed like that. They're designed to stimulate debate. They're designed to elicit reactions that can improve our efforts. They're a starting point, not an end goal. I think the UK has a very bright future in this area. We have the most unicorns in Europe. We have a huge depth of talent in terms of the science base, in terms of academic research. But actually, in terms of innovation, we do well, but we could do a lot better. And the simplest way, I'm a historian, not a scientist, but the simplest way I think of innovation is, well, the difference between science and innovation. I think of, you know, Isaac Newton in Lincolnshire watching apples fall, whatever it was. That to me is science, you know, and coming up with his theory of gravity. That's pure science. An innovation equivalent would be the Wright brothers coming up with an aeroplane. Okay, so they figured out a way. We worked out what gravity was 1665. We figured out a mechanical way how to sort of defy it in about 1903. So that's an example of science and innovation, very crudely, in my mind. But I think what the innovation strategy does is really set out what I call tram lines as to how we want to drive innovation. I think that innovation, as far as my department is concerned, is very connected with net zero in terms of the challenge of decarbonization. And actually, in the seven technologies we outline, at least one is very focused on decarbonization. And as I say, I'm delighted that Indra Mukherjee is in the audience, who is the chair, the new chair of Innovate UK, CEO, and we're very, very pleased that he's on board. We'll also shortly establish a new business innovation forum to galvanize action from the business community, to drive forward the implementation of the strategy, and also to hold the government to account. So it's great that Dr. Hayatin Silem, who is also on the panel, has agreed to chair this group. So I'm very, very pleased that that's happened. So in answer to the fifth question, you know, what does this all mean for Britain in the next 10 years, possibly in 2035? I think if we get this right, we can really lead the world in science. I think it'll give a huge amount of credence to the science superpower tag. And I feel that the brains, the talent, the ingenuity, and the kind of commercial ability as well of our people can really lead the way, not only in terms of driving net zero, but also in improving general living standards, not only in the UK, but across the world. It's a great prize, I think, that we're seeking. So thank you all very much.